Welcome to the More Profitable Podcast. You may have noticed in your podcast player that the cover art and the name for the show are different. I'm really excited to be sharing this. This has been sort of months in the making, arguably years in the making, but we'll talk about that in the show. I want to talk through the process a little bit because frequently we work with clients who are thinking about rebranding their show. So how do you approach that? What does that look like? And ultimately, how can you rebrand your show and support it in setting you up for better success sales-wise with your show? Let's get into it. Oh, and there's a new intro. Listen. Welcome to the More Profitable Podcast with Stacey Harris. I'm Stacey, and this is the spot to learn more about the strategies, tactics, and tools you need to build your more profitable podcast. My team and I work every day with podcasters like you to shift shows from frustrating time sucks to productive members of your sales team, because your show should be built to generate and convert leads. So let's get into it. First episode with the new outro. I'd love to know what you thought. Hit me back. FYI, if you ever noticed, and I think we talked about this in the housekeeping series, but the old intro, you could double click the 15 second fast forward and it would perfectly hit. This one does that too, don't worry. So feel free when you're here week after week, you don't have to listen to that little bit of 30 seconds. You'll hear my intro that's specific for the episode, then double click fast forward, and then you'll get here to us when we're back together. I'm really, really stoked for this. As I mentioned, this is something that has been in the works for a while. I say months because the actual sort of like doing stuff of rebranding has been since August, September. It's now December. So that has been a lot. I mean, honestly, I'm recording this in October. So it's even longer until I actually get to share it with you. And it's already been 2 months that we've been planning this for me. But arguably, not that anyone would argue with me about this, but arguably, I would say this has been in the works since we go jump in the Wayback Machine and head to 2020. You remember 2020? It was a long time ago. And really stripping back how we work, going into 2020, as we launched the agency in late 2018, early 2019, we were a digital marketing agency in the messiest sense, meaning we offered a little bit of everything. We had clients who we sat in as sort of a full service sort of contract marketing department. We did graphics, we did social, we did emails, we did content of varying kinds. And as we were moving through 2020, the agency was getting heavy. Running this was getting heavy. It was getting hard to show up exceptionally in every area. And I was getting burned out. And I was like, there's got to be a change. There's got to be a way that we can be delivering in the way I want to deliver and not be killing me. And that evolved too through conversations with my coach and mentors and people whose opinions I care about, stripping back and really focusing on the thing I love the most, the thing I am sort of best equipped to talk about based on my background, but I mean, just where my expertise really, really is. And that was in podcasting and in audio content. And so we stripped back, and now we're a podcast production agency, far more than a digital marketing agency. Although I would argue that a podcast production agency is a kind of digital marketing agency, but that's an argument for another happy hour. And so we stripped back, and in doing that, we did rename the show in 2019 or 2020 from Hit the Mic to Uncommonly More, because that was the agency name. Fast forward to earlier this year, earlier in 2022, Uncommonly More was feeling like a little generic. I mean, yes, it's our company name, and there was a lot of value in when people were looking for us, they found us. And I really love that. And it served its purpose really well. But it was time to make a bigger change to really be in alignment with what it is we do here. And in 2021, we launched the podcast newsroom. The news you need now for a more profitable podcast. If you haven't joined us in the podcast newsroom, be sure to do that. Podcastnewsroom.com is the place to go to sign up for that. It's totally free. I'm really excited because as we move into January, I'm going to be launching a second monthly episode. So right now we get an episode the first day of the month. It's the news you need, kind of what we're talking about, what you need to be aware of as you move through that month. But in January, we're going to be launching a second monthly episode, which will be a behind the scenes kind of podcast audit. We're taking volunteers now, so head over to podcastnewsroom.com, sign up, and hit reply to one of those emails, and let me know that you want to do an audit with me, and we'll get you on my calendar for Q1. Anyway, so the podcast newsroom we launched, the news you need for a more profitable podcast, because I really wanted to sort of stake out our corner of profitable podcasting, not hobby podcasting, but profitable podcasting. This space where you are using your podcast to not just generate leads, but convert clients. And feeling into really owning that corner of this whole thing. And we ran that for about a year. And it was August 2021. And so it was probably August 2022 where I was like, should I just make the podcast newsroom the show, the Uncommonly More show, just replace it with the podcast newsroom? We'd probably take the podcast newsroom public and then have like one episode a month that was a private exclusive within that same feed. And I was like, ultimately, no, I like having the separate place. I like having the kind of conversations we have there. Those episodes are really short. Those episodes are in and out. Here's what you need. And from a larger marketing sort of podcast sales funnel perspective, I like having content that sits public facing, some content that sits private facing, and then a purchase opportunity. The thing we talk about on that show is not, here's how to get on my email list or come follow me on Instagram. The thing we talk about on that show is, cool, let's work together. Let's see what works for you. Is it a podcast strategy intensive? Is it podcast production services? Whatever it is, let's get it done. Let's get you moving forward. And so I really didn't want to pull it out, and I really didn't want to make it its own thing. And so it came time for me to get really clear on the fact that it was time for me to rebrand this show. And that's what I want to talk about today. We're going to talk about why we made the change. We're going to talk about why now is when we made the change. And we're going to wrap up talking about four critical touch points. So these are the things that, like, the housekeeping of it all, the logistics of it all that have to be touched, and the things we have to consider. And some of this will be stuff we talked about during the podcast housekeeping series in October. And so if you haven't listened to those episodes, I will link to them in the show notes because it's going to be important that you listen to those. But let's start with why the change? Why rebrand your podcast? I'm going to talk about this mostly from my perspective, but I'm going to be highlighting some things that I want you to be looking at. So if as you're listening to this, something really hits, something really resonates, and you're like, ooh, I need to look at that, I highly encourage you to write it down. Make a note somewhere in your phone, your, you know, whatever's around you, grab something on your desk, whatever, grab your journal. This is a great place for that. And I want you to actually ask yourself why that's bringing something up for you. Like, why? Dig in on that. Like, ooh, that really resonated. Why did that resonate? Where am I also feeling that way? Because that is, for me, is a really helpful way for me to recognize where I'm not seeing my own, quite honestly, feelings. And so I encourage you, as you're listening to me talk about these things, if there's something there's like, ooh, yeah, that feels off about my show too, or ooh, that sounds interesting or fun or engaging or like a good idea, I want you to look at that. I want you to spend some time with it. If you would like to reach out to me and talk about it, we can talk about it on Instagram and DMs, or you can drop me an email. I'd love to hear about it, because part of the reason this was such a long process, like I said, I've been thinking about this for a couple of months. We're still a couple of months away from you hearing about it, but it was a long process because it felt big and it felt a little heavy. And so I had to be really clear on why I was doing this so that I could do it. Because it is an undertaking. It is a scary change. Will people be able to find my show if my show's not named? what my show has always been named or whatever. And I've done this once before, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. But if something here sticks out, if something here latches into your brain loop, follow that. Now, I don't want to say chase that, but dig deeper. Cool? Now let's actually get into it. This is not my first podcast rebrand. This is, in fact, the third name and branding that this show has had. The show was originally launched as Hit the Mic with the Stacey Harris, and in 2019, we rebranded it to Uncommonly More with Stacey Harris. This was because we had moved from the solo kind of teaching, it was just me business model that I had before, where I had a membership and courses and things of that nature, to an agency done for you service offering. And that was a big change. And we launched the agency separate from my previous branding. At the time, I was running both, and it was bananas. But at the time, I was running both. And so we rebranded the show because I wanted to speak to the agency, and I wanted to speak to the work that the agency was doing. And I wanted it to recognize that the content was evolving. It was going to shift from quick tips and how-tos to being a tool that demonstrated that I knew what I was doing and you could trust me with your business. You could trust me and my team with your online presence at that point, because we were offering all the things that we talked about earlier. And that was kind of true in this rebrand as we moved from Uncommonly More to the More Profitable Podcast. But it wasn't the whole reason. When we changed from Hit the Mic to Uncommonly More, that was the whole reason. I needed it to be in line with the agency branding because, and this is going to sound really annoying, but honestly, I needed it. It was for me. It wasn't for you. It wasn't for the people who listen to the show. It was for me because I needed to all the way step into this new, honestly, business is what it felt like, this new brand, this new way of working, this new way of doing things, this new way of looking at myself as a business owner. I had to step into that. And so that rebrand was for me in a lot of ways, and that's why the show changed then. This was really different. This wasn't for me. And honestly, this wasn't even for you. This was for the people who are looking for this show and not yet finding it, because they're not looking for Uncommonly More. They're looking for podcast support. They're looking for information on getting better results with their show. And when they go and search, they're not looking for Uncommonly More. And so the content in this case wasn't what drove the change. It wasn't about me sort of cutting out a new plot of land and saying, hey, this is what we're going to talk about now. Although arguably the content has evolved during its time as Uncommonly More, we certainly don't talk about social and email marketing and those kind of things as frequently. And when we do talk about them, we talk about them through the scope of podcasting. A great example of this is an episode we did on Instagram do's and don'ts. Originally, that episode was like about DMs. And then we evolved the episode to be talking more about how podcasters can be using Instagram to get the results they want, to engage in some of the conversations that they're craving with their listenership. And that is such a great example of how the content changed while being the Uncommonly More show. That content change won't happen now. This show is going to be more than ever talking about the kind of things we've talked about in the last year, because that's what we do. That's what we offer. That's our value in this landscape, is talking about strategic podcast content that moves a listener from content consumer to client. And I will say that time with this Uncommonly More branding that we've had for the last couple of years was really helpful, because it gave me time to get really clear on what value promise I could deliver on, so that I could make the name that promise. I didn't totally realize that when we renamed the show Uncommonly More. I'll be honest, I wouldn't go in with that intention. But here we are, live and learn. And so as we made this change, it came down to we've proven this show works. This show has proven to be able to support podcasters where they are right now, giving them some immediate next steps, giving them enough information that they're ready to reach out, and shifting my sales calls to a really quick, I call them gut check, making sure, yeah, we get along. Yeah, me on a call is the same as me in the podcast, which is not always the case for everybody, but it is for me. And I'm guessing it probably is for you too, because you're not gross. And so we've proven that it works. The show does what I need it to do. It helps you make a decision. Is now the right time? Yes or no? And we have that decision point week after week, month after month, quarter after quarter, yada, yada, yada. But it's time to grow the show. And we're going to talk more about the idea of conversion goals versus growth goals in the new year. But I knew as we approached the end of Q3, start of Q4, and I was looking at 2023 plans, I knew one of those goals was for this show to grow. And that meant improving the discoverability factor of this show. Thinking in terms of what are they looking for? How can I make myself easily identifiable as their next step? Now, personally, I don't know how much you've heard me talk about this, but personally, I am a big proponent of the fact that your episode-specific titles and descriptions are going to get you a lot further here. They're going to make it easier for you to get in front of your new listenership because, thanks to SEO, I can be searching for a specific question, and if you have episode content that speaks to that specific question, there's your answer right there at the top of Google, right there at the top of the podcast feed, whatever it is. But you have to be creating content that speaks to the questions, right? However, your show title also needs to do that. I wanted the show title to sort of be a promise of what happens here, to kind of be an indicator of the goal. You listen to the show, and this is what I want you to get on the other side. Now, will you, from just listening to this podcast, get a more profitable podcast? No. Content consumption will never change your reality. It just won't. There has to be the follow-up of some kind of action. There has to be the follow-up of some kind of, like, next step. And so, in some cases, that's literally actioning the things that we talk about in the episode. Podcast, housekeeping series, once again, a great example of that. Sometimes it's making the decision to invest in working with us. What working with Uncommonly More looks like is a great example of an episode built to for that to be the next step. But I still needed there to be an understanding of what our value is. I wanted our content here, and I wanted the show here to speak less to who we are and more to the value that is here, more to the purpose of this content, because we've been doing this a while. This is episode 582. That's a lot. You, for the most part, know who we are. And those who don't know who I am or who we are don't care. I know that's hard for your ego to take. It's taken me a lot of time to sit with it, 11 years actually, and I'm only there some days of the week. But that new listener, that growth is not about getting people to fall in love with me. It's about telling them this is the value here. I wanted to make it easier for our potential clients to find us. That SEO piece is so, so important, especially as we see more and more craziness evolving in social, especially as we see social media changing faster and faster and faster and faster. The things that worked for me when I launched this business in 2011 or when we evolved it in 2015 or in 2020 or earlier this year, the reality of marketing on social and using that as a discoverability tool is different. It's not better. It's not worse. It's just different. It's changing all the time. Honestly, so is podcasting. The value in SEO is bigger than it's ever been before, and your show title is a factor. I wanted this show to speak to what we care about because it helps listeners identify that they're the kind of podcaster we help. We're not super helpful for somebody who is a crazy big fan of Schitt's Creek and wants to start a watch along show. And the purpose is just to connect with the community of people who also love Schitt's Creek. It's just not the kind of show we produce. I'd listen to it. If you have one of those, send me the link. I will listen. Mostly because I use it as an example all the time on the show. But for business owners, for brands, for people creating change through their business and using their podcast to drive traffic to that business, to grow that customer base, those are the kind of podcasts we work with. And that's why that profitability piece needed to be in there, because that's the difference. And so all of those things were the things we considered on why we made this change. But why now? Why make the podcast net change now? Why rebrand now? I kind of alluded to it. This show is ready for growth. We have proven that this show can consistently convert listeners. More importantly, we have proven that this show can help us convert the right listeners. The podcast hosts who are ready for a change, the podcast hosts who are ready for support, the podcast hosts who really thrive in the kind of work we do. It helps them identify, yep, I'm ready, and this is the team for me. This is who I want to work with. This is who I want to invest with. This is who I want to partner with to drive my show and my business forward. And now we're ready for more of them. Now we have the capacity and the systems that support growing the amount of customers and clients we support. We've added other ways to work with us. We don't just have our podcast production services anymore. Now we've also got our podcast strategy intensives. So we have some more capacity to help some people who maybe aren't ready for production, but do want some support. Cool. Here's how we can do that. So we have built room now and systems that allow us to create more space for more clients. And that means, cool, I'm ready to grow the show more. And so that's why now was the right time, because the show as is has been working. This wasn't a reaction to a slip in downloads. This wasn't a reaction to I'm not getting enough sales. This wasn't a reaction to something. This was, I'm ready for what's next. So let's do that. Where I want you to be looking at your timing of a rebrand is, A, have you been in your show long enough for you to know if your show works or doesn't work? If you've been in your show 6 episodes, 12 episodes, you haven't been in your show long enough. Keep tweaking the brand and the thing that you have. Now, I will say, little asterisk here, there is an exception to every rule. If the show you currently have is in complete contradiction to who you serve or how you serve them, then yes, obviously, go for it. Don't hesitate. But if your show feels like it's mostly there, it's just not clicking yet, then smaller changes are necessary than this. Tweaking episode titles, playing with episodes, formats and structures and timing and things like that are all things I'd recommend before a rebrand. And if you've noticed, over the last year, we've done a lot of that in this show. We changed the day of the week the episodes release. We've had not insignificant amounts of time where I've re-released episodes or just promoted back catalog episodes. There's been changes to the actual structure of the show. We have our hook intro and then our regular intro and then content. We've had a couple of guests. We really dug into more like case study kind of episodes, guest episodes with our clients. There's been a lot of format stuff we've played with in the last year. That's also how I knew this show was ready for a rebrand, is I made those 1% changes before I made this, like, I'm going to say like 70% change. Okay? Those tweaks have to come first. Because one of the reasons that we talked a little bit about earlier that Uncommonly More was kind of general was I wasn't really sure. Again, I don't know that I knew that at the time, if I'm being completely honest with you and transparent, which is always my commitment. But in retrospect, I remember very clearly just not knowing what to call the show, but I needed to call it something different. I needed to step into the new brand. That's all I knew, is I needed to step into the new brand. So the show, which was the thing I was most comfortable with, was an easy way for me to do that. And naming the show, the business name, made that just the way it was. I had to step into it because that's what I've always done the show, and the show is going to keep going. So look at, for you, is it time for a full rebrand, or is it time for you to play with format, with you to play with changing up some content ideas, trying different episode styles, trying different conversations, topics, whatever it is. Make those little tweaks first, because that's going to allow you to step into that rebrand more fully. Before we wrap this up, and I am going to wrap this up because this is a long one for us, I want to talk about four critical touch points that you need to be paying attention to. First and foremost is your format and your content. Is your format going to stay the same? Are your content topics or content pillars, whatever language you want to use to talk about that, are those going to change? That was something we had to look at. And that's why we've been playing with the format and the structure of the show over this last year. Like I just mentioned, those were the tweaks we played with. Now, for us, I knew our content wasn't going to change, because part of the reason I knew it was time was because our content was working. So arguably, these last couple of years with that Uncommonly More was that time where I was tweaking and testing that content, feeling into what did that new structure look like. So first and foremost, your format and your content. Is it going to stay the same? How is it evolving? Because knowing that will help you deliver on building out a sort of podcast show promise in that title. That second piece, obviously your title. Does it speak to who you want to be working with, what they're thinking and how they're feeling and how they're talking about whatever their problem is? Or in the case of our show, their desired outcome, because I prefer to talk about desired outcomes versus pain. It's just my preference. Your cover art. How does it need to change? Does it need to be all about you? Does it need to not be all about you, depending on where you are in your business? This is something I have really struggled with and honestly continue to struggle with, because I am not Uncommonly More. I am one fractional piece of Uncommonly More. We have an entire team of incredible people who support this show. We've got editor, and we've got our show notes writers, and we've got transcriptionists. We've got a lot of really great support in this business. But it's not just me. However, it is just me in this format. And it always has been. And for the foreseeable future, it will be. How do I balance that with an understanding that it's not me who edits your show? It's not me who writes your show notes. It's not me who schedules your episodes. It's our incredible team. And so sitting with our cover art took a little while. Ultimately, as you can see, I did stay with my big old face talking into a microphone. And that was because I wanted there to be some recognizability. When you opened your podcast player this morning and you saw this, I wanted you to still see that it was me. This is still us. It's still you and me here chatting it up. That was really, really important to me, but it's something you need to consider with your cover art. We've had clients who have gone the other way, who it was really important for them to step out of that spotlight and to speak to the fact that there was a whole team of people who were helping them deliver on the promise of what they're selling, right? That next step involved more than just them. And so they pulled themselves out of the cover art. It varies. It's about the right decision for you and your show and your business and your goals. But this is a touch point you're going to have to be paying attention to. This is also a great one to get some support on. I will say, we went through some rounds. I had multiple people helping me make this decision, trusted people. I did not take it to Instagram and say, which do you like better? I did take it to people who work with us now. I did take it to people who I know are regular listeners of this show and who have also worked with me in some capacity in the last couple of years. I did take it to my mentors and the people who I look to for support in my business. That's who we took it to. That's who looked at it. That's who helped make the decision around which was the right one. Not people who have never paid me and people who have never listened to the show. I want that to be an important distinction you make as you get support in choosing your right cover art. The last piece was the description. The description is something we talked about on the podcast housekeeping series, but also it's the thing that's most commonly for robots. We need to write it as if it's for humans. It needs to be for humans, but most people aren't going to read it. So I really evolved our description to speak to episode titles, what we talk about, why we talk about it, the things you might be asking, the things you might be frustrated with right now, the things you might desire ultimately. And so that's the kind of language I used in our description. And I want you to make sure that you're doing the same thing. You're speaking to the key words that they're using, the language that they're actually searching for. A great way to look at that, look at your most popular episodes. That's one of the big helps when we write podcast descriptions for our clients when they rebrand, or it just needs to be updated. Sometimes this description's not part of a larger rebrand. Like I said, we talked about it in the housekeeping series, and that was for a reason. So look at making sure your description is in alignment with the clients you want now, the services you offer now, because I'll be honest, for a while, ours wasn't. It spoke to services we did not offer and conversations we no longer have. That's not helpful, not for the robots, not for the people trying to find your show. So that's it. We've rebranded the show. Moving forward, this will be the more profitable podcast for at least the next couple of years. There's new cover art. I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. You're going to hear a new outro in just a second. I hope you also like it. I'm really excited. It feels really, really good to finally be getting to share this with you. And so I cannot wait to hear back from you. If you got an email for this episode, hit reply. Tell me what you think. If you did not receive an email for this episode, that means you have not yet subscribed to the podcast newsroom. You should definitely do that, because in addition to getting the podcast newsroom, you are also on the email list, which means you would already know this thing I'm about to tell you, which is that we have opened up January spots for podcast strategy intensives. January is open now. So if you would like to book your podcast strategy intensive, get in there. Yeah, let's get it booked. If you would like to just go directly to get it booked, you can do that at uncommonlymore.com/intensive and grab your spot on the calendar. All right? All right. Here's the outro. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember that content consumption does not make changes. So commit to doing something from today's episode. Maybe it's taking action on what we talked about. Maybe it's reaching out to me and learning more about podcast strategy intensives, or what podcast production looks like with our team. All of that is over at uncommonlymore.com. And if you haven't yet signed up for the podcast newsroom, I want to remind you that is a great next step. If you're not really sure what comes next, hang out over there, get those exclusive private episodes. That's over at podcastnewsroom.com. And the last favor I will ask, because social proof is endlessly important for sure, is to leave a rating or review for the show. If you go to ratethispodcast.com/more, that's the easiest way to do it. But I would love to hear what you thought of the show, what you think of the show, and if the show has been helpful for you. I can't wait to chat with you. So this is just the start of the conversation. Reach out so we can keep it going. Talk soon.